And we are excited here on The Keel because coming up this Friday from 6 to 7 p.m., always live and local, of course, during the show. But this Friday, we are going to be taken over by the Freight Train Blues Music Series. Town of Carrboro typically does this at Town Commons every single year. Now, no live shows, but they're bringing it here. 5 weeks, five live performances for the next five Fridays from 6 to 7. Again, beginning this week, a series of fantastic music celebrating the life and legacy of a legend, Elizabeth Libba Cotton, local blues legend, whose song Freight Train is the namesake of the series. It's broadcasting live right here on The Keel, also streaming live around the world at freighttrainblues.com. And it is a joint project of 97.9 The Keel WCHL, the Carrboro Tourism Development Authority, the Carrboro Recreation Parks and Cultural Resources Department, and the Music Maker Relief Foundation. Terrific organization based out of Hillsboro. And we are joined today by Aaron Greenhood, who's the program manager for the Music Maker Relief Foundation and representing the town of Carrboro, Recreation Parks and Cultural Resources, Emma Griffin. Aaron, Emma, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us. Nice to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm super, super excited about this. And we've already started to get the word out that our opening act for the series this year is Mandolin Orange. They're going to be live in the studio in just a couple of days. So I'm super excited about that. And it's an amazing lineup. So Aaron, start with you. Tell us about the series. Give us an overview of what it has been in past years.
Sure. Freight Train Blues has been an endeavor that we've worked on with the Town of Carrboro Recreation and Parks Department for, I guess this is the sixth year.
Yeah.
And the goal of the programming was to honor the legacy of Carrboro's blues legend, Libba Cotton, and also in a larger way to look at roots music and how central it is to our life here in North Carolina and all the wonderful music that we have thriving all around us. Showcase that.
How big have these shows been in past years?
This past 2019, we had some record-breaking attendance for the shows that did not get rained out. We probably had between 1,000 and 1,500 people.
Nice.
We even, one of the nights that we had to go indoors, Frank over at Cat's Cradle invited us to have our show there, and we filled the place out, which was pretty exciting. Usually when it rains, it means people stay home, but that was pretty exciting.
That's fantastic. Those have been years past. Give us the rundown of this year. We're starting with Mandolin Orange on Friday. Yeah. I'm excited about that, and then it just goes on from there.
Sure.
It's a fantastic lineup.
So ordinarily we bring in a lot of elderly musicians, like the partner artists that we work with and partner with all over the country. So they come from New Orleans and Alabama and Georgia. But this year, because of the pandemic, we wanted to be responsive to the fact that asking elderly musicians to travel is putting them at greater risk. So we decided that we wanted to turn our focus to musicians who are here in this community. And of course, live performance has really been put on pause for all musicians. So when Emma and I talked about what we wanted to do, we wanted to be able to showcase all the wonderful local talent that we have and give a gig and celebrate what we've got going on here, more focused here. So we've got Mandolin Orange. We've got the great Phil Cook, His Golden Messenger, and Leighton Wells and Thomas Ryan. So it's a really well-rounded program. Lots of great different types of musical traditions there and from all over North Carolina.
And it's those five in a row over the next 5 weeks, so keep it tuned to us. Friday is again from 6 to 7, beginning this Friday, continuing for the next 4 weeks after that for the Freight Train Blues Music Series. I've got Emma Griffin in the studio as well from the town of Carrboro. And Emma, what is the role of the town of Carrboro in all of this?
We really handle a lot of the logistical aspects of it. We rely heavily on Aaron and the Music Maker Relief Foundation to find the artist and to book them. They have the connection there. And we provide the space usually at Carrboro Town Commons and securing food vendors and wine and beer vendors as well that we usually are able to have out. We also partner with the Carrboro Tourism Development Authority to fund the event as well. And, kind of there is a logistical side of it to Aaron's artistic side of it.
And Aaron, give us a give us a rundown of the Music Maker Relief Foundation. For folks who don't know, like this is a fantastic organization, and the fact that it's based just up the road is incredible.
Well, thank you. So Music Maker Relief Foundation, our mission is to preserve our Southern musical heritage. We do that through identifying and partnering with the musicians who are keeping these traditions alive. Often they're elderly, they're geographically isolated, and they live in systemic poverty. So part of the work that we do is addressing those basic needs and helping them basically meet those needs so that they can focus on their craft. And then the other part of the work that we do is more professional development. So we make records and we take professional photographs and make videos and book performances all over the world. We've brought artists to, I think, maybe 27 countries and Wow. Nearly all 50 states. Over the past 25 years, we've partnered with more than 400 musicians all throughout the South. And the work is about making sure that these musicians' work doesn't get missed, you know, and they have the opportunity that many people dream of, you know, to be able to have their music recognized in what they do.
How did you start with Music Maker?
I started with Music Maker. I moved to this area after finishing school. My background is in fine art photography, but I also played a lot of music. I started teaching music lessons and coordinating workshops at a music store called High Strung in Durham. And through becoming a part of that community, I got to know some of the folks who run Music Maker, and I got to meet Captain Luke at a performance, and discovered the great work of the organization, and just set out to join their cause.
Fantastic.
That was almost 10 years ago.
Nice. Musicmaker.org is the website for more on the Music Maker Relief Foundation, again, based out of Hillsboro. Townofcarborough.org, of course, for more on the town of Carborough, including the Recreation, Parks, and Cultural Resources Department and the Tourism Development Authority. And FreightTrainBlues.com is the website for the Freight Train Blues music series, again, beginning this Friday, 6 to 7 p.m., right here on the Hill and in our studios with Mandolin Orange. Super excited about that. Phil Cook the week after that, His Golden Messenger the week after that, and then Lightning Wells and Thomas Ryan wrapping it up as we get into June. Aaron, Emma, anything else that folks ought to know about Music Maker, about the Freight Train Blues series, or anything else?
Oh, well, we're going to be live streaming the performances, so you'll be able to hear them in high def on the radio. You can also tune in to Facebook Live and YouTube Live if you want to look at their beautiful faces.
Yeah, we'll have video of this one too, right?
So
yeah.
We'll see how that goes, and we're very excited about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Emma, final thoughts?
We're really excited to be able to continue on the momentum that I feel like we've built over the past few years. As Aaron mentioned, last year we had some really good numbers. We were looking forward to topping those again this mm-hmm. year. And even though we won't get to do that in person, I think we're going to be able to by having it broadcasted. So we're very thankful for the opportunity to be able to do that with 97.9.
Yeah. Oh, and I just want to say how thankful I am to the town of Carborough and all the wonderful servants to the town, because they're just wonderful people to partner with and have joined together with us in this vision and mission and been very gung-ho, and it's been a lot of fun to see it grow and work together. So thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Again, get a lot more about the Freight Train Blues music series online at freighttrainblues.com, and tune in this Friday from 6 to 7 right here on the Hill. Mandolin Orange will be live in the studio kicking off this 5-week series, and then tune in for the next 4 Fridays after that. Some amazing performances from 5 different fantastic artists. Aaron Greenhood, Emma Griffin, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.